Accomplice Collective,
and Rivermouth.
There'll be roving street performance troupes,
the Lecky Laneway Block Party,
and BYO Skateboard for the Skate Jam.
Don't forget to dress up.
Proudly presented by West End Community Association, sponsors and friends of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Sally with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a 40-centimetre cookie-cutter shark deflated a catamaran 800 kilometres off the coast of Cairns, disrupting a round-the-world voyage. On Wednesday at 1:30am, three French sailors activated their emergency beacon after their inflatable sailing craft was attacked by the small sharks and began to sink. The crew, who left St. Petersburg in July 2021, have since been rescued by cargo ship and are due to arrive in Brisbane today. This is the second craft to be used in their attempt to break their world record for cruising distance, after their first vessel, Russian Ocean Way, was also punctured by sharks in Tahiti in June.
In preparation for the impending dry bushfire season, the Brisbane City Council is offering free green waste disposal services. There will be a designated weekend once per month this spring, allowing Brisbane residents to dump any green waste for free at resource recovery centres in Nudgee, Willawong, Fernie Grove and Chandler. This is to encourage people to clean out their yards and gutters ahead of bushfire season, with El Nino set to increase severe weather conditions in the coming months. The Brisbane City Council has also completed 17 planned hazard reduction burns and cut grass across 3,150 hectares of firebreaks. The designated weekends for green waste, free green waste disposal will occur on the 9th and 10th of September, 7th and 8th of October, and the 11th and 12th of November this year.
And in national news, a Nindigully sheep and cropping farm has become a Western Australian native rose oasis during drought diversification. Southwest Queensland couple Ali and Nico Hill have successfully planted 200 Geraldton wax shrubs across their mixed farming property following a damaging drought in 2019. Ms. Hill revealed the drought placed financial hardship onto the family and said, quote, "I was on maternity leave. We had a six-month-old baby. We had no crops. We had no pasture. We fed for too long and couldn't afford to keep feeding." But now her flowers sell out in less than an hour at their local supplier, with customers waiting eagerly to get their hands on her flowers.
Matilda's captain Sam Kerr and teammate Hayley Rasso have both been nominated for the Ballon d'Or, football's highest individual honour. The nominations were announced after Karen Rassod's efforts helped the Matildas to reach the semi-finals in the Women's World Cup last month. This marks Hayley Rasso's first nomination, while Sam Kerr has finished third in voting for the Ballon d'Or for the past 2 years, although the main award is likely to be awarded to a member of the Spanish women's team after their victory, with Aitana Bonmati being named the Union of European Football Association's Women's Player of the Year last week.
And in international news, Spanish football star Jenny Hermoso has officially filed a legal complaint against suspended official Luis Rubiales on Wednesday following a non-consensual kiss. The Royal Spanish Football Federation president grabbed Hermoso's head and kissed her on the lips following her team's 1-0 win over England last month in Sydney. The complaint is the first formal step to potential criminal charges being laid against Rubiales, and prosecutors have launched a sexual assault investigation into him. Whilst originally supporting him, the Federation has now demanded him to resign.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to find out more.